Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue with Pele Yoitz, discussing brachas. We discussed yesterday the nusach of the bracha, that before you give a bracha to someone, the first, Yisbarach Shemoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, we give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, we give the bracha to the person. Now, the Pele Yoitz tells us, give brachas. But don't become arrogant. Oh, I'm the one giving a bracha, right? At the time a person makes a bracha, what should he be thinking? Liboy yochil bekirboy shel al she'ein ben yodo makir mumov machshiv noisoy vez berchosoy. When the person is giving a bracha, or if he's asked to give a bracha, he should have this feeling of humility and trepidation inside. And he should think to himself, people don't know my averus. I know my averus, but people don't know my averus. I know. I know that it's not appropriate for someone like me to really be giving brachas. I'm not on that great level. Rak ani mevarich ulai. Ulai. I'm going to give the bracha perhaps, maybe. Emza Ace Virotsu Aids Rotson is a kubu brachosim is a shema shemet if you lost kolpe. Why will I be giving a bracha? Because the person says, maybe I'm gonna give a bracha at Ace Rotson and the opportune time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept it because I asked it with Hashem's rachamim. And that's the mindset a person should have when he's giving a bracha. Not Hashiva is so great. No, that's gaiva. Now, Rav Avigdor Milozatzal would say, when you tell somebody good morning, say good morning. You would say it's a bracha. You say good morning. You're wishing the person a good morning also. He's saying that similar point over here. You say hello to somebody. You say shalom aleichem. You should think. She writes a loimer that what you really want to say is shalom yelecha. You should have a peaceful day. Isn't that beautiful? Who doesn't want peace? You should have a peaceful day. Very timely, right? Yeah. And the one who responds shalom bracha v'toyva yelecha. Shalom bracha v'toyva yelecha. He responds back. You should have shalom bracha and good upon you as well. This is, you could be saying it, you could be thinking it. We don't really practice that, but at least think it in your mind. As I'm saying this, I'm reminding myself of passing by a certain Rav on Coney Island Avenue in Flatbush, right near my yeshiva, right down the block. And we were passing by each other, and we said it, we greeted each other, and he stopped, and he looked at me. It's like, you know, the whole world was on pause. You know, like everything else stopped. The only thing that existed at that moment was his face looking at me and greeting me. That's the only thing that existed at that moment. I'm telling you, this happened maybe 25 years ago, 30 years ago, almost 30 years ago. Why do I remember this right now? Because it made such an impression on me. As opposed to, obviously, we're in a rush, we're going places. But if you have that ability to look at the person's face and greet him, you machshiv the individual. You show respect to the person. I just had a conversation with a certain Talmud Chacham. And Talmud Chacham says to me that there's somebody he spent a lot of time with. He did a lot. He says he could walk by the person in the street, the person wanted him to say hello. The person wanted him to say hello. He said it could be that the person went through a lot of difficulties. And for him to greet me will bring back his pain. You hear what's going on? The Talmud Chacham, who's not getting the Pashat Derech Eretz of a regular person, is b'malamet zchus, is applying exactly what we learn in Hilchos Chavetz Chaim, in the Shmiras Halashon. He says, it could be this is the reason why he's not greeting me. It could be. Why? Because maybe it's too painful for him to talk to me about just a good morning. It'll bring back thoughts of the pain that I helped him deal with. But what he's telling us over here, when you greet your friend and you say Shalom Aleichem, you should be thinking to him, Shalom Yelucha, you should have peace. Peace be upon you. You should have a pleasant day. You should have peace and bracha and all good. Shabbos Shalom, or Shabbat Shalom, or good Shabbos. Yichaven Shereitz Leimer Bischus Shabbos. What does it mean? What does it mean? Good Shabbos. What does it mean? So he tells us. I'll tell you what it means. In the merit of Shabbos Kodesh, Shalom Yelecha. You should have peace. Good Shabbos. In the merit of good of Shabbos, in the schus of Shabbos, you should have peace. If Ha'ayna Omer Bischus Shabbos Yelecha Shalom Itiyamu Vayrach. In the schus, in the merit of Shabbos, you should have peace, and you should be benched.